These are the spoilery warnings for Saeroon High Jinx next.
Warning for Chapter 2. There is an in-depth discussion of a mental institution. I don't know what the PC word for that is. Mental hospital? Anyway, it's not a good place. Well, I don't even know if it's a good place because it's portrayed so like it's such a terrible place. Zelos is describing his time in a mental hospital and describes it in such a way that makes it clear that he thinks that it wasn't a great idea, that he's pretty much in contempt of the whole thing. And Philia, who he's talking to, is also like, that sounds horrible. No real consideration is given to that these places can be good. I'm assuming they can be. I don't really know. Also, once again, there's the anti sort of prescriptive medication thing. Though this one, this time it is tempered with, yeah, Zelos talks about his time in the mental hospital and says that he stopped taking his drugs that he's supposed to take and, you know, hides them, flushes them, all that sort of thing. But he does say at one point, they weren't right for me because they... And this is revealed in the first fic, Saeroon High Jinx, that specifically the doctor prescribing them knew that they were the wrong prescription and was specifically trying to keep him unbalanced. So for Zelos, actually, in that situation, it probably was a good thing. But again, just sort of the way it's portrayed is that they're not good. Maybe just, again, sort of outdated views of, I know what's going through a boy's head. Sort of when... Anyway, there's this discussion with Philia's parents after they find them both sleeping in the same room in different beds. But yeah, that's fairly minor. Warning for Chapter 3. There's like a super out of line discussion about a hangover. So Val went out at night. The night before this funeral, Hokuto's funeral, and, you know, got, like, apparently he went carousing with Gilas and Gravos. Anyway, the next day he has, like, a massive hangover. And he gets told off, like, way out of proportion about this hangover. And, like, this is, like, maybe the first time any of these people have seen him drunk. I don't know. It wasn't... They hadn't made a big deal about him ever doing drugs or drinking before. So this feels way out of line. Luna, like, reams him out. Gowrie once again talks about his brother, who I thought died of a drug overdose, but here apparently he was an alcoholic as well. It's all fairly clumsy, and if Val had gone out drinking, like, several times, if this was a routine thing, I could see this happening, but right now it feels way, way out of line. But yeah, warning for ham-handed discussion of alcoholism and terrible discussion of scientific differences between males and females and the way that brains work and why male teenagers have trouble discussing their emotions. Just don't take any of it seriously, because I'm fairly certain there is new science and sociological evidence out there that means this may or may not be the case. I don't know. I need to see a lot of sources. Warnings for Chapter 4. There's a brief mention in this chapter at the very, very beginning. I forget who? Zelos's POV, maybe, calls somebody verbally challenged. Basically what he's actually describing is that their announcement person for the school, who we later find out is basically just whichever student happens to be wandering past the office at the time that they need to do the announcements, can't do the announcements smoothly and nicely, which why should they be expected to if they're just randomly pulled in out of the hallway? In any case, there's the verbally challenged thing is used, I think, kind of as a slur. Just, yeah, warning for that. Warning for chapter 6. Warning for the treatment of ADD. Again, I do not have ADD, but considering the past track records of these authors, it might not be handled that delicately and may include a bunch of misinformation. Context is, Zelos is writing in his journal and he admits that he has ADD and mild hyperactivity, and then goes on to explain how this feels and that. So this may or may not be the proper sort of way that it works. Anyway, yeah. Also, again, mention of rape and abuse. General derisive attitude toward both the medical profession, which is outright stated, and also the educational system. Again, Zelos is talking about his experiences with both, and he takes an extremely derisive view towards both of these things. Warning for homophobic slurs, particularly for the use of the word faggot. Suicidal thoughts, an attempt at suicide. Zelos is a little kid, possibly grade 2-ish, so like 7-8 years old, and he's having a really tough time and his mother is kind of ignoring him, and he attempts to slam his head against a railing, and from the way he describes it, it's definitely sort of suicidal. Yeah, it's definitely a suicide attempt. His mother stops him. Description of child abuse. It's from Zelos' point of view, and he's again, like in grade 2, so 7 or 8. And he talks about his mother verbally abusing him, telling him that his problems aren't worth anything. And his stepfather, Gav, slapping him around. Warning for chapter 7. There's an offhand mention of suicide, just like, I don't know how you didn't kill yourself. There's also a pretty graphic description, as in Zelos is actually describing some scenes where Gav is verbally abusive of him, and there's a threat of physical abuse. There's also a mention early on in the chapter of Gav once again beating up on Zelos. And remember in this instance that Gav is Zelos' stepfather. There's a discussion of child abuse, sexual abuse specifically, by Zelos. Once again, he's going sort of through his history and describing what happened to him. And he got to the part with Dubois, his second stepfather and dance instructor. And yeah, he doesn't describe it like in detail, but he definitely makes it clear that the guy was touching him places that he didn't want to be. Also a warning for the inclusion of OCD and what looks to be like a wiki explanation of it. Anyway, again, I don't know whether this is treated correctly or not, but I wanted to warn for the fact that it's in here, and also the fact that Zelos specifically is linked to his sexual abuse. There's once again a discussion of ADD or ADHD. There's also mention of Zelos trying to commit suicide, and also a mention of the mental hospital, again, from a couple chapters ago. A very negative approach to medication, prescription medication in particular. And while in this story, for Zelos, he was being medicated, I think, for a lot of things that he didn't have. Basically, what happens is that Zelos decides one summer that he's going to go off all medication. And he, you know, slowly eliminates it from his system. He doesn't go off at all cold turkey. But neither he nor, it appears, the authors, because this is a running theme in their stories, in this series at least, seem to give any sort of... They don't give medication a chance. They don't say maybe it's actually helpful for people. It's always a bad thing. It's always the thing that's causing people to live in a fog. Warning for chapter 8 for a homophobic slur. It's used in the context, Zelos is once again writing in his journal, and he refers to himself as a faggy geek and says that it was Val's nickname for him. He doesn't actually think of himself like that, but he, at this point, is describing sort of what some other people have said about him. Warning for chapter 12. Homophobic thoughts? Kind of. Zelos says at one point in this chapter that, as far as he can tell, no girl he knows would wish a gay relationship on their worst enemy. Which shows maybe internalized homophobia. It's kind of a product of its time at this point. Warning for chapter 13. Lena is incredibly frustrated at one point and thinks to herself that if theoretically there is a slower typist, maybe they should just shoot themselves. So I'm not quite sure what that's... It's all theoretical, and obviously she doesn't mean it. Warning for chapter 16. There's, once again, super offhand mention of suicide. Just Zelos is quiet on the phone for a bit after a pretty tense discussion, and Lena makes the comment of, I was afraid you'd gone off and cut your wrists or something. Warning for chapter 19. There's a section from Val's point of view in here that is quite misogynistic. Val goes off on a rant. Now, explanation-wise, not excusing it, but explanation-wise, he is incredibly mad and thinks that Philia has been ignoring him and he's had a rough night, he has a hangover, all of that sort of stuff. That's the context for it. Warning for chapter 20. There's a gendered slur in this chapter. A woman, I'm assuming it's Shara at this point, I haven't actually figured out who it is, but a woman with Groshera calls Philia a slut. Warning for chapter 26. There is a scene in this chapter in which five bullies assault Zelos in the school. Well, Philia interferes, but it's definitely attempted rape. They get their hands on him. It doesn't go very far. He just, like, they're just about to grab him, and one guy gets a hand on Zelos's thigh. Zelos doesn't actually feel in danger. He feels more exasperated than anything, because he knows his training can probably get him out of it without getting himself, like, without any danger to himself. Warning for chapter 28. The description in the fic says at one point that Naga is dressed like a hooker, in a tight leather halter top and the briefest of skirts. Yeah, so warning for shaming? Sex shaming of ladies or something? I don't know what the actual warning is for that, but it's there. Warning for chapter 31. In this chapter, there is a
assault and attempted rape, kind of. It's a setup. The Slayers are setting Deal Gear up to fall, to be arrested. And in doing so, the guys come up with a plan that they, and Lena insists that she be involved in the plan, but the guys say that it will work better if she's not aware of what's going on. And later that day, Zell picks her up against her will, hauls her to a bedroom, and ties her wrists to a bed. At which point, he tells Deal Gear to, you know, make her talk or something and leaves the room. At that point, we don't see anything. We're just, it's described as, like, described that stuff is going down in the room. Not necessarily of a sexual nature. Actually, not of that. They do leave her legs free, and they are all, like, all of the Slayers are sort of waiting for the moment where Deal Gear tries something, like, actually tries something. Zelos is in the closet, which would have been nice to know going into the scene. He's filming it so that they can turn it over to the police as evidence that he tried to, that Deal Gear tried to rape Lena. At the end of the chapter, Lena does say that she kind of knew that something was going on and that she let Zell do this to her, and that she did want to be involved and not just a pawn. But yeah, when you get to it, it does feel very much like Zell is assaulting her, tying her to a bed against her will, setting her up to be raped, and then we, the audience, wait in the hallway while stuff goes down in the room. No one seems traumatized by it afterwards. It doesn't seem like anything happened that Lena didn't want to, but it made me slightly uncomfortable reading it. Warning for chapter 39. There is a slightly oblique mention, but still a mention of child sexual abuse in this chapter. If you have been listening to the entire thing, which, wow, congrats, you will already know Zelos' background with Dubois and how he was sexually abused, and he brings it up again here. Not anything really, really graphic or anything, just he mentions it in a kind of roundabout way. Warning for chapter 41 for homophobic language. Specifically, it's Val's journal and he's talking about Gov and equating the fact that being a musician or artist, or mentioning that he wanted to do that, would be equivalent to being gay, only he uses the word fag. Warnings for chapter 44. Warning for racist language. In this chapter, chapter 44, somebody describes a scarf or something as gypsy-like. Warning for chapter 47. Once again, there is the use of the word gypsy to describe someone, so a racist term. Warning for chapter 48. In this chapter, there's mention of Alan Schetzer and his sister Selena, who were introduced back in the first fic. I don't think they were in the second one at all. Anyway, here, Selena is referred to as Loony. She has some form of mental illness. I don't know if she's actually mentally ill or whether... I think she is. That's how she's described. She's also described as trans in the first fic. But... warning for non-PC language when referring to someone who is mentally ill. For the mention of someone being attacked and raped. Warning for chapter 49 for the use of the word fruit to mean gay. for several gendered slurs, the word bitch being used as a derogatory term for ladies, also the word tramp. Warning for chapter 50 for a slur against people with disabilities, mostly the worst of use of the word cripple in reference to Subaru having lost an eye, but mostly like Subaru lying in a hospital bed being depressed and having lost an eye. For all sorts of number of the use of slurs towards people with mental illness, all sorts of use of like insanity and insane and like brain case, I think is another one. Just all sorts of like, yeah.